ויאן סימן סמך אין ברוכס לקרישמה ואין צריכם כבונה או בוי היי סעיף סעיף א' ברוכו שניה the second ברוכה of ויחס קרישמה is אהבס אילם הגוס of the Ramos says and that's the מיניק אשכנז יש אימרים אבא רבו וכי נוידים בכל אשכנז that the second ברוכה starts with אבא רבו. The Shara Tshuva brings down from the Arizal, the Minhag Ari was that during the week they said Ahavas Olam, and Shabbos they said, the Minhag was to say Ahava Rabbe, and then he brings down the Yom Kippur, also they say Ahava Rabbe, and the Piskei Tshuva brings down, could be Yom Tov, they also say Ahava Rabbe. But there are chilukei days in the minhag ari, if there's such a difference that Shabbos, Yom Kippur, and Yom Tov, you say Ahava Rabbe, or you say Kesei the Ahavas Olam. Ve'eino Pesachas Beboruch. Now, even though it is a baruch, it doesn't start with Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, mipnei shehi smucho lebirchas yotzerer. Because when they were misakin this baruchah, so it's samuch to a previous baruchah, Yetzer'er. Yetzer'er is the shame of Malchus and Yetzer'er. So Mamela, so that's the klal, a baruchah smucha l'chavata does not have to start with shame of Malchus, since it's samuch to a baruchah that has shame of Malchus. ואם היא פייטרס בירקס התאירה, איף אבא רבי כמפת הביחס התאיר, אין ואוסן ממזיין. זוקת משנה ברורה. אהבס אילום, so the מחבר says, we say אהבס אילום, תאירש, תחילס הברוכה, מסחלס אהבס אילום. The מחבר is telling us that the ברוכה starts with אהבס אילום. אבל כל נוסח הברוכה והחסים עושה, but the whole נוסח הברוכה, not that the מחבר means to say that אבס אילום we say in the evening, we should say in the morning, no. That means the whole נוסח הברוכה that we say in the morning is the same. כמו שאנחנו בברכת אבא רבא, אף לידי יסור. All the מחבר saying that the ברוכה starts instead of saying Ava Rabba Avtonu, we say Avas Olam Avtonu. V'chein lo yagim, so the Ramah says, but minig Ashkenaz we say Ava Rabbe, Haino Baboike we say Ava Rabbe, Avo Be'erev, but by Meirev, noigim loima Avas Olam. There, everyone agrees that the second bracha of the Bichush Krishma Shalardis is Ahava Sayla. V'atam shenogu loyma baboiker Ahava Rabo, v'shem d'chsiv chadoshim labkorim Rabo emuno secho. So it seems in the morning is a midah of Rabo, of a tremendous kamos. So therefore we say Ahava Rabo. V'chosa l'chadchila. אבל בדיאבד, אף אם אומר כל הנוסח של אבס אילום בבריקר, so here we're speaking about how the ברוכה starts, and we have this a special נוסח for the morning. But דיאבד, if he said the complete נוסח in the morning of אבס אילום בבריקר, יוצא ידי חיבוסי, כי ביוצא with אבס אילום we say in the evening. So here the Dirshu brings down, but if you mind, he said the whole Ava Salem, he mished up to Meirev, he said the whole Ava Salem, then he chapped himself, he should say Ava Rabba, so he should, before he said Baruch Ata Hashem, he can stick in Ava Rabba. But it can be Moisef and the Baruchah. Seif Beis, Koro Kriyashma Veloi Baruchah. A person learned the whole Kriyashma, without a bracha, יוצא ידי חייבס קרישמה. צריך מקיים במצווה אוף קרישמה. וחייזר וקוירי הברוכס בלוי קרישמה. So the מחבא tells us המורה דקזח. That as we had mentioned already a few times, the birches krishma are not a birches ha-mitzvahs, these are brochas which Chazal were misakin that someone should say before krishma, after krishma, but it's not a birches ha-mitzvahs. So therefore, the Machabel says that if a person learned krishma before the davni, he had intended to be yitz ha-mitzvahs krishma. So now when it comes to birches krishma, he says Yitzhar Abu Rab Abu Soilam Emes V'yaseh V'noche, and he doesn't have to say Krishma because Krishma he was Yitzhar with before, so now he'll just say the Birchus Krishma V'chayse V'kayrei HaBroches Oloi Krishma. That's what the Mechaber says, because theoretically there are two distinct mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Krishma was Mekayim already. Now it's Mekayim the mitzvah of Birchus Krishma. V'nireli, so the Mechaba says, but even though theoretically this is so, there are two mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of Krishma was Mekayim. V'nireli she'toyiv lachser v'likros Krishma im abroches. Afalpikein, that means even though he was Yaitse Krishma already, he should, when he says the Birchus Krishma, he should say Krishma. Also, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for this halacha. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, v'chayzer v'kayrei v'atzoloyma, av agav, the einon ma'akreis l'krishma, even though the brachas are not ma'akev, the krishma, so why she say the brachas? The yaitzi dechayvas krishma, afim lepirich klal. So he was yaitzi already krishma, so why is it necessary now to say the birchas krishma? Mikol makim dechayvas brachas lo yotzo. This chazal mamasakim. That is a chayva to say Birchus Krishma. So that when he was Yaitse Krishma, he wasn't Yaitse Birchus Krishma. V'yachil levorich b'lay Krishma. So now he was Yaitse Krishma before, now he can say Birchus Krishma. K'loy niskenu davke al Krishma, she'im levorich asher kitshonu b'mitzvoyso v'vitzivonu. It's not a Birchus HaMitzvah. So therefore, he's now mechuyev to say Birchus Krishma. Now, but then the Mechaber says further, that's Meikar Adin, V'nirali, she'toyv would be preferable, lachzer v'likreis Krishma im abroches. So what is the reason for this? So the Mishnah Berurah says, k'dei lamed b'tfile mitoich divrei Torah, so in Emerson, he was Yotze Krishma. In Emerson, the Birchus Krishma now do not have to be said together with a Krishma because he was Yotze Krishma. But it would be preferable to say Krishma because Lamoid, he should be Lamoid. Betfile mitoich divrei Torah, just like by Mincha we say Ashrei before. So the Indian is, we say, Ashrei before the Tefillah, Lamed b'Tefillah mitoich divrei Torah, so that enhances the Tefillah. So Memele, so therefore Krishma is also, the mitzvah Krishma was Mekayim, but he's a Kairei b'Torah, so Lamed b'Tefillah mitoich divrei Torah, you should say Krishma. Now, Agabuche, the Dirsha brings down a few halachas. Let's talk about one at a time. So we have over here, personally, we have such a case that a person was mechaven. Let us speak about a portion of the case. He's davening in a minyan, and they won't make this man Krishma. So he learned Krishma before davening, and she was Makabit this Krishma. Now when it comes to davening, so good that they think Bichas Krishma is about it. So it's Toiv to say Krishma Slamid but Philam it takes them later. What is if he'll say Krishma now, he won't make Philam Bitsiba. They're ahead of him. So if he'll say the Birchas Krishma now and he'll skip Krishma, he'll make it. So be able to daven Tefillah B'tzibur. So now we have here a shikol. He has two alternatives. If he'll skip Krishma, he'll say have Tefillah B'tzibur. If he won't skip, but if he skips Krishma, but he doesn't have Lamed B'tzibur, Mitesh Divrei Torah. So which is more choshev? So, in the issue brings down, so in such a case, if you skip over Krishma, you'll not until a bit simple. That's one halacha. Another halacha, which is also negeya, that means like this in Shema, the pasuk of Shema, he's not allowed to be mafsik until the fukdusha for minyei shmei rabba. That's the pasuk of Shema. But he was yotzei Krishma before. This is al tzkeire b'teire, lamid v'tum teis divrei teire. She's al tzkeire minyei shmei rabba, kodesh, in the middle of Krishma, afil b'emtza perik, if al tzkeire omei. Al kaponim, so yetzamer de gezach. This Krishma is preferably should be said not out. There's no shaykhus and all with the mitzvah of kriyishma, but it's a kaira b'taira, and there's a maila of lamed b'tvila mitaych divrei taira. Siv gimel, seida habrocha is einay ma'akev. The seida habrocha, because we have a seida habrocha, yaitzareh, avarabe, and mitzviyatziv. But it's not ma'akev. She'im higdim shniya l'rishayne. If he said first, Avo Rabbe, and then he said, Yetzirer, Yossi de'cheves brochis, she was mekayim the mitzvah of brochis. Simen samach sif gimel. Yeah, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So we're having the birchas krishme. The Birchas Krishma, the Seder Brochas are not naked. Shniya lo rishayne. So even though in the Seder it says first Yetzer and then Avarabo, but it's not, but the Yevet it's not naked. So you can say first Avarabo and then Yetzer. Vuhu adin, im omar Birchas emes v'yatsev koidem Krishma. If we say the Seder Brochas is not naked, so if he started and he said Emes V'yatsev before Krishma, Oishayilu Abrochis Oma Acha Krishma, that's when Zmamish V'nahapachu, he said Emes V'yatsev Brochat Hashem Gol Yisrael, and then he says Krishma, then he says Ama Rabbe, then he says Yetzer Ama Oires, Mamish, everything. So but the everything was Yetzer. Oy Afilu Acha Ratfilu Nachmer. He said Krishma, and then he davened Shemayne Esrei, and then, oh, I didn't say Yetzer Er, he didn't say Avarabah, so I'll say it after Shemayne Esrei, he's also Yetzer. Yotzer B'diyevet, so this is Zichar not an ideal oifen how to say these brochas. Chazal, there was a cheshbon how the brochas should be said, there was a seder. So if he didn't say it properly, it's did wrong, but b'dievet he was yaitzit. Yotza b'dievet, v'im birach brocha achas u'shnir le'birach klal. Another thing, the brochas alone are not ma'akvis zu ezu. That means each broch is a broche. And if he said one broch and he didn't say the other broche, yaitze miya ידי חייבוס מי שברך מים בבירבוס. סעיף דלת. Rabbi Hefzer cases.
It is. How you say at the Shema?
Yeah, yeah. Those that hold that it's a hefsek. Yeah. The yah no amin achasim b'rima miso b'yabe mishin v'ahave hefsek. Could be the gabi this or this, I didn't have a b'chus a mitzvah.
I mean...
Yes. That's what you have in Mekai Mitzvah's Talmud Torah with it. If it thinks it's not, but Lamai said the Lamed Betzula Tzicha Amayla. I mean, the Maila of Lamed Betzula, Lamed Tech Schoikla, Lamed Tech Dimre Torah. So the mail for this it's sich is a shame divrei teire. It's koyre b'teire. Could be other things. Yeah, could be the gabi talmud teire. Could be since it's not said l'shem. L'shem limited. But kaponim, it's in lamed and betula l'choyre tzinav. Siv dalet. Yesh aimrem she'ein mitzvahs tzricha iskaman. Mitzvahs, the asiyas and mitzvahs do not have to be done b'kavona. We'll elaborate in the Mishnah Berurah. The yesh oimrim shetzriches kavona lotzeis ba'asiyas oisei mitzvah v'chein aloche. And the aloche is like the yesh oimrim that mitzvahs shetzriches kavona, and now the Mishnah Berurah will explain the machlokes. Yesh oimrim da v'lefi ha-mispoyer min ha-poiskim. That from the poiskim we see shnei kavonos yesh l'mitzvah. There are two kavonos which anegei ha-mitzvahs achas, both are called kavona, but they're different kavonos. Achas kavonas alev la mitzvah atzma. The first inyan is a kavone for the mitzvah alone. A kavone for the mitzvah that what he's doing, he should be thinking what he is doing. He should be thinking what he is doing. And that's kavone for the mitzvah alone. The shine is, and there's a second kavone lotzeis bo, a kavone to be yoitze. Dahainu sheyechavein lekayin bozer kasher tzivo Hashem. That means he is thinking, why am I doing this pu'ula? Why am I doing this? And the reason I'm doing it is because the Rabbeinu Shlomo said I should do it. So that's the second kavone. That means the reason of my actions, what I'm doing it because the Rabbi Yisrael said I should do it. That means I could do it for other reasons also. Let's talk Amoshu. Let's say a person is blowing shayfa. So he can blow shayfa because the Rabbi Yisrael is a mitzvah to blow shayfa. That is why I'm blowing shayfa. This could be a person can blow shofar because he enjoys blowing or he's practicing to be able to know better. So the reason why he's blowing it is not l'tzarich mitzvah. So if we're speaking about the din of mitzvah tzriches kavone, so that is the shaila. Do I have to be mechavim before I do the mitzvah? Do I have to be mechavim? The reason of the pu'ula I am doing is because Rabbi Shom said I should do it. Or not. It's unnecessary. Rabbi Shom said, uskatam shiblow shayfa. I'm blowing it. Rabbi Shom said to blow a shayfa. I'm blowing a shayfa. Why I'm doing it is irrelevant. I'm doing what the Rebbeinu Shalom said, but not necessarily I'm doing it because the Rebbeinu Shalom said it, not thinking specifically I'm doing it for that. So if you're mitzvah srichas kavanah, before you do the mitzvah, you have to think, I'm doing it because the Rebbeinu Shalom said, I should blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. And if you don't think this kavanah, even though you blew beautiful tekiyas, you're not yoytze. And if your mitzvah ain't tzriches kavanah, so it's not necessary. Minatayna, so I was yoytze the mitzvah. That's the second kavanah. That's a kavanah that one has to have before he does the mitzvah. Before he does the mitzvah. Why I'm doing the mitzvah? So therefore, a person makes kiddush. He mukhan as a makamitz to say. So that's good. He puts on tefillin. The tzitzit. So in the siddur we say taka, we're doing it to be makayim this mitzvah. Birchas hamazon. I'm doing it to makayim the mitzvah hamazon. The mitzvah of birchas hamazon. That's just what Machaber is speaking about. There's another kavanah, which is speaking about not before. While the person is doing the mitzvah, his mind should not wander, and he should be thinking what he's doing, what he's saying. He's mentioning, so he should think the words he's saying, what it means. He's saying Krishna, he should think the words that he is saying. That has nothing to do with mitzvah srichas kavanah. So now let's again start with the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the lefi hamizbayu min apoiskim shnei kabones yesh lemitzvah. There are two kabones which apply when one does a mitzvah. Achas, one kabones alei lemitzvah atzma, that he is concentrating on the mitzvah that he is doing. His mind isn't wandering. V'sheinis kabone losis boi. That before he does the mitzvah, he has an intent that why am I doing this? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom said I should do it. The Rebbeinu Shalom said that I should do this, and that is why I am doing it. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom said that it should be done. The kavanis a mitzvah sheniskar bezeh hasif. Now we have here, the Mechaber speaks about kavanah, tzriches kavanah, and tzriches kavanah. So which kavanah are we speaking about? Ein toli klal be kavanis alev le mitzvah. But we're not speaking about the first kavanah, which is concentration on what he's doing while he's doing it. That he should concentrate to think what he is saying. His mind shouldn't wander and be saying the words and think about something else. All these mitzvahs that Lemaise, this Zicha and Inyan, that he should concentrate and think what he's saying. This Kavone, Lekula Alma, Lechatchila, Mitzvah Shiachav and Belibai. There is no Machloikis. Lechatchila, there's no Shaila. A person should concentrate on what he's saying. Obedi Yevet. If he was benching and his mind was wandering, but he said the word, he's yaitse. And so this, and the kavanah to concentrate and focus on what he's saying, there's no machlekes. He should zicher be mishtadl to concentrate. And if he didn't concentrate, so he was yaitse. Lamaise, he said the words. And that, but this seif gimel, the Siv Dalet is not speaking about that at all. This is no machloikis. These are the guidelines. Chatchila, one should concentrate, and b'dievet, if he didn't concentrate, he's also yaitze. Levad, mi posek rishin shal krishma michas ovi shal tefillah. There are two exceptions to the rule. That means the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael and the first bracha of Shema Nesrach, always a person there, the kavona is leikuvet. This we'll learn later about that kavod. But this seif, we're not speaking about that at all. Rak shemucholokim beinyin im chayev lechaven koidem shemaschol ha-mitzvah lotzeis ma'asiyes oisoi mitzvah. That if we're speaking about before one does the mitzvah, does one have this a condition in order to make it that I'm doing a ma'isa mitzvah? It is only considered a ma'isa mitzvah if I am thinking I'm doing a l'shem mitzvah. Or not? Well, that kavonah is not necessary to make it a ma'isa mitzvah. Now, ula mitzvah min ha'mufcho. Now, the machlokes is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? That means if I did not think I'm doing a l'shem mitzvah, I blew shofar, wanted to become an expert in Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah. I wasn't thinking, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. I blew shofar. Now l'maisa, and after 120, he blew shofar, he was practicing, and during the practice he blew a beautiful tkiya, and blew the shofar thus. So after 120 years it comes up, so if you hold mitzvahs like Tzitzis Kavonah, even though he didn't think he's blowing it to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but it's Rosh Hashanah and he blew Shofar, so he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. If you don't mitzvah Sriches Kavonah, Rabbi Yit, there's a tiny on you that you didn't blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean? I blew the whole day. No. But you didn't do the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. The mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is only considered a mitzvah if you think before you do the mitzvah, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah. I'm doing this because then it becomes a ma'isa a mitzvah. Only if I do l'shem mitzvah. So that is the. These are the 2 days in this week. Rak shemucholokim beinyan emchayim lechaven kaidem shemascha mitzvah lotzeis basiyas ois a mitzvah. Then it becomes a mitzvah. And if you don't think that it's not called a ma'isa a mitzvah, or not, a ma'isa mitzvah is, it's irrelevant what you thought. That's these 2 days. Now, ula mitzvah min ha-muvcho, now, that's zicha v'zicha ahidu, l'kulay alme, kulay alme moedim d'tzorech kavon eises. This kavon to think I'm doing it because the Rabbi Nishol wants I should do it, this is zicha a hiddur in my asiyah. The Isa ben Adorim, Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadikai ma'asei dvorim l'shem poyalom. You should do, in your asiyah, you should do it l'shem poyalom. V'nem avati yirosam ha'isi mitzvahs anoshim ulumoto. That means they do the mitzvahs like a robot. They're not doing it for this purpose. So that is zicha a hiddur of the mitzvah. But if it's ma'akiv the mitzvah that we have here, chalukei days, ha'meshikos ha'gro ha'rodis b'shem minchas ayin shom. Now, so one man the yom holds she'ein mitzvah tzriches kavone v'yesh oimrim she'tzriches kavone. Others hold that you need kavone. Vim loikivein lotzeis yedei chayvosoi basiyas ha-mitzvah. If he was not thinking before he did the mitzvah, then I'm doing this to be mekayim the mitzvah, lo yotzo min ha-tayre. So he wasn't yotzo min ha-tayre. It's considered he didn't do the mitzvah. V'tzorich lachzer v'lasoysa. So you have to repeat the mitzvah. That means even though he did it, he blew beautiful tekiyas mamish. I'm sorry, Rabbi, you want Mekayim the Mitzvah. If you hold Mitzvah Srihas Kavonah, it was not blown for that Tachlis, Sama Mela, you want Mekayim the Mitzvah in the Torah. Then you have to repeat the Mitzvah. Vafilu im Safik loy im Kivim. What if he doesn't remember? Was he Mechavan? Wasn't he Mechavan? אם הוא מצווה די הרייסה, צווייקה לחומרה. כן, כל סמר פרימה גודם בסמין תק פייטה. זאת אומרת, there's a suffix that if you did word mechavin, you're not yoytze. If you were mechavin, you're yoytze. Was it mechavin or not, I don't remember. So it's a suffix to reise lechumre. It's a suffix if you did the mitzvah. V'nira li lo yivorech oz ala mitzvah. De b'lafoch yish kam b'deis b'nei aboch v'lo m'vadi lo kivim b'rishayin. So if he's misupi, was he mechavan, wasn't he mechavan, so I'll compone him, he sicher has to repeat the mitzvah, but a boch he shouldn't make, because number one, maybe he was mechavan, actually he was mechavan, there are days that hold, that you yaitse. Now there's a very interesting bir halacha over here. The bir halacha is ma'oire as follows. He says sometimes they call up someone l'teire, and he has to put on a talus, but they called him up, so he puts on a talus, takes a talus, puts it on. So he says he's too bohu, he's too fatumul, I think, I wonder if you can kind of miss the sitzes, right? So he goes up, he puts on the talus, and he goes up. So said the Mishnah Berurah, now let's think something. If mitzvah schriches kabone, you want mechavan, I want to be the kind of mitzvah sitzes now, he went up, he went gatalas, those, and then he wanted Mechavan to be Mechavan to Mitzvah of Sitzes. Now, if you hold Mitzvah Sriches Kavone, so I'm wearing a talus, let's say my talus, I put on my talus, I'm not Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah, so Shem Mishamayim. So you did a terrible thing just now, you got an Aliyah, but Al Kaponim, you wore a pure Begad of Dalit Kanfis without Sitzes. You want Mechavan to Mitzvah of Sitzes. That's the ha'ore of the Mishnah Berurah. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says two eights. Normally, why are you putting... Now, normally, we'll see later, this a chayodim. Normally, why is he putting on the talus? I mean, he's putting on what some kind of mitzvah sitzes. So what does services mean? I'm just Hashem. I mean, that's the services. He doesn't this also. But here, I'm not in the mitzvah sitzes. I walked in, they called me up. I want to go to the mitzvah. I'm not up to those. But I take my talus and I put the talus on and they go up. And I got pichas ater about it. But I'll compone them here. I'm not thinking bechlal to him. So the Mishnah Berurah has on this two eitzes. One eitzes brings from the Shari Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim says that when is it considered even of levishas talus, if my intent is I want to wear the talus. But if I'm putting on the talus, not because I'm interested in putting on a talus now, it's for shame covered. Just like Sabaishlo is a din, if I put on a talus, there's no tzitzis on the talus. I want to see if it fits me, if it's too long, if it's too short. So I'm putting on the talus. So you don't have to put tzitzis there because the intent there is not to wear the baguette. The intent there is to see if it fits me. So that's a kodol lemishish in that tribe of tzitzis. So here he says, that's a sharif. The reason I'm putting on, not interested now in kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's a covered. You shouldn't go out to the Sefer Torah without a talus. So I put on a talus. That's one eitzah of the Shari Ephraim, which is not so poshut. And he says it's preferable if this occurs, you should borrow a talus from someone. So you borrow a talus from someone, a talus shul is not chayb tzitzis. So in Mela, that would be the most preferable thing to do. Now let's go further. Lotzeis, lefichach. Now the Yeshayim holds, you need kavona lotzeis. Lefichach, therefore, atekeya liislamet. But if a person is blowing the shayfel, to practice, to learn how to blow, ayem aborach bichas amozin im ktanim lechanchom b'mitzvitz. Now, this is a very interesting case, that let's say he's a Rebbe in a cheder, they all ate. He ate also. And then now he has to teach the children how to bench. So, and he also has to bench. So he says, he benches, oh, he says the whole benching. And without his teaching them and they're repeating him. But really, he had the bench for himself also. But Bishas Maise, he didn't think that I'm benching also for myself. So Memele, so the Chayret Tzoli, if Mitzvah Sriches Kavone, so I wasn't Yoitza, I have to bench over again. If Mitzvah ain't Sriches Kavone, so I bench, and I'll be Yoitza. So he says, Lefichok, now this is the second day, Hatoikeya Lihislamet, I'm a Vos Bichas Amozim Ktanim, Lechamcha B'mitzvah, Vu Hoye Gam Keichai B'Bichas Amozim, Vishochach Oz Lihiskav and Lotzis Bo, Gamkein avur atzma. He forgot to be mechaven that I'm benching for myself. Chenki agavne. B'chol mitzvah she'asom l'shum eize inye. Lo yotze yidei chayvose. According to the second day, he won yotze. V'ayim betas b'simen tov peiter she'muchach midvorov. The Mavorichim Tanim Anal Loyotza Afiluman the Omar Mitzvahs Ein Tzriches Kavon. Aber Kimechamen Beferish Loyot says, fine. There's a Mordeke Taz there. The Taz says, we mentioned two cases. If I'm blowing Shofar, so I'm blowing it for myself. That means, what's that for myself? I should know how to blow Shofar. I should be a logo to blow Shofar. So if I'm blowing it for myself, so even though I wasn't a chavon that I should be yoytze, the mitzvah ki yoytze, the mitzvah ki yoytze, kavone, yoytze. But if I'm doing this whole pula for others, that means I'm benching with the children, not for myself, I'm doing it for them that they should know. So that's considered kilos mechavon befeirish, not for myself. So Tzenetzicha doesn't help. And that's why the Taz says, Amurah de Gezaki, is chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, if someone asks me, what's the Sfira today? And I say, hey, today's the 21st. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says it's bitter, because maybe mitzvah leitzricha is kavone. And he says, this is worse. I'm not saying it for myself. He wants to know what the day. I'm saying it for him. So he says, if you do a pool of someone else, that's kilo as mechav beperish shaloi lotze. Okay, so here we machloikis. Vim kavonosei basiyas amitzu l'shum eizen yim v'gam lotzeis bo, v'mitzviyot, v'chein haloche. The haloche is, so what is the mechav paske mitzvah schiches kavon? Konsala magenavron b'shem radbas, z'adavke b'mitzvah diraisen. By mitzvah the reise, we pasken mitzvah sriches kabon. Aber mitzvah the rabone in tzorech kabon. Olevide, kol habroches shem gamken the rabon levan bibichas amosen. Im lo ikiven ben lo tzeis yotze b'diyavet. So that's what the Radba says. By the rabonon, you don't need kabon. Ach mikam ha-mekaymes mishulchanoch, mash mishulchay lekal zeh, then afil ha-mitzvah the Rabbonon, you also need kavon. Chem b'birakro, mash gam ken shen l'chag b'mitzvah the Reis, mitzvah the Rabbon. B'da, the kosev ha-mogen avrom l'kamon, da'av to shulchanoch, posek l'aloch, the mitzvah srich is kavon, v'im ken ech, shlokim v'pam rishoy, netzorech l'ach, zeh b'lasu is ha-mitzvah, kos mitzvah yev. Afo p'ikem, lo yivorech ha-yid ha-oleo, שרינים ברוכת, צורך לוחה שדעשה יש, אומרים שאין צורך כבוד. That means a ברוכה, you don't make what's to see a place come in the hole, you don't need כבוד. ודאויד, now this is אמור בגזח, בכל סבך היונו בכלל שם בחס. דמה דמה צריכינו לא לחסר ולסיס המצווה. We said, if מצווה צריך את כבוד, you have to repeat the מצווה. Haino b'mokim sheesh liploi shasiyah harishoyna loyhoysu l'shem mitzvah. That means, if I could attribute the ma'isa he had done, there's a reason for him to do it, not l'shem mitzvah. Kedayim b'tkiyah. Shoyhoysu l'islamet. He wanted to learn how to blow shofar. Oy b'kriyishma shoyhoysu dach limudech. He was learning, and he said the posuk shma Yisrael. There, I can attribute the reason for him doing this mitzvah to another Siddur. He's saying now the parsha in the Torah is Kairi Lagia. He says the parsha, or he wants to practice how to blow shofar. So then I say, if you all mitzvah srichas kabbalah, so you want the kind of mitzvah. Avol im kairi krishma keder shonu kairim keseida beseida tvila. But if he's davening Meirev, and or davening Shafis, he says krishma. Why is he saying krishma now? Good morning. Why is he saying krishma? Because that's what he does. He daven, you say krishma. So it's understood that the reason he's doing it because he wants to make a mitzvah krishma. That's why he's doing it. That's why he's davening again. That's why he's saying krishma. V'chein she'ochel matzah itoko v'not alulav. He took alulav. It's Rosh Hashanah, he blew shofar. So why did he take the shofar now? Because he didn't think the finish. I'm doing it to Mekayim the Mitzvah, but actions sometimes speak louder than words. That's what he's doing it now. There's no other reason why he's doing it now. No, because there's a mitzvah to blow shofar for Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah to take a lulav. Ava bishlei kivein, lo seis yotze. Sherei mishum ze oi, so that's why he's doing it. They lo seis. Ava bishenim echavim. Ad kalashayin. Berotzloim. Hayne shemuchach lafi yehinyin. From his actions, shasi yosoi, that what he's doing is kadei lo seis. Ava bishlei kivein beferish yotze. Ava bishome bevadai, if there's no way choche, from his actions, there is loyotza, kadisa b'teis v'suki. Rozlinim b'diyavit amchat chile, vaday tzoich litzoyer, l'chavim, koydim kol mitzvah, lotzis teichoy v'sah mitzvah, chenetiko kol achoynim b'sifrayim, ayim b'chayodom, d'chachayim b'lzuf krishma, v'lomay sara.
Well,
if you open the Kabbalah's package, so that's the fact of it, because it's over to the cosmic. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
So he never read it.
What?
So he never read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Krishna.
Yes.